Hello and welcome to Mind My Adventures with me, Mark, here on markreilly.org. So, update. So, we made our way back from South Holland, as you all know. Otherwise, we'd be talking to you now, would I? That was by far the best adventure I think we've done. Actually, as many adventures as we've done, and as joyful and enjoyable as all the Cornish ones have been, and the other ones further afield have been great. It still didn't compare with the Holland one. It was the best and the most enjoyable. And I think I probably touched on this because I can't remember. I haven't listened to the Holland one for a couple of weeks now, so I can't remember what I said. But it wasn't to the fullest extent. I think I wasn't 100% prepared. So I think now I know what to expect, and the process of going abroad with a bike and camping, and how well equipped the Netherlands is, you know, and accommodating. I think next year's adventure would be, I think it would be certainly far more enjoyable, and I think we'd get more out of it. And I'll attack it with the same gusto that I do with Cornwall. So I don't think things will be left out. We definitely could go back to Danielle and the Expo. But then there's a couple of other places that I want to add in there. Definitely want to go to Gouda and eat cheese, because I brought back some amazing cheese, as I said. Anyway, that isn't the point of this podcast, okay? So we made it back from Cornwall, and I was hoping to do a full-blown Cornish episode, because I've just done 7 episodes of From the End of the Kingdom, the Hike and Pod podcast, which I've published. It's on Spotify, and if you haven't listened to it, and it's on Anchor FM. Not going to go there, just that, right? So there's 3 things that I particularly wanted to talk about. So I haven't really got into social media, as you all know. This is pretty much the extent of my social media, is the podcasting and writing my own blog, because with sort of the failure of Twitter and what it became, I was tweeting a lot, and then kind of just got disillusioned with it, as a lot of people have, and quite rightly so. So I've just not bothered with social media at all. And then once Instagram got sucked up into Facebook, it just kind of like, I was like, why am I bothering with any of this? You know, maybe I'm just too old for this. And then by chance, I discovered Threads, which is part of Instagram, which is still part of Facebook. And I started to create a profile, which is kind of like part of my Instagram. Even though I don't really post very much to Instagram anymore. So I found a whole new community and got a whole new addiction into social media with Threads, okay, which not necessarily a good thing, but it's quite enjoyable. And I've met some interesting people and some really nice people, which is kind of cool. I think they're nice anyway. It's one of those things, is I can't tell if they're nice. I believe they are, and then they obviously can't tell if I am, but they could well potentially think I am. So there's that. So one of the things I've been doing on my profile, I put Raspberry Pi fanboy, which is no surprise, right? Okay, because I thought, you know, it would be cool to reach out and find other people who are as into Raspberry Pis as I am. Now, I'm kind of that mid-level user of Pis, as opposed to someone like Geek Girl or Jeff Gerling or Chris Barnett from Explaining Computers, or any of those people of that ilk, right? So I went to one of my mini trips over the summer, spring and summer, this year actually, for that matter, in the past 8 months, one of my mini trips to October to Oxford to go to the Raspberry Pi shop, right? And I think my last venture there, I came across a Raspberry Pi A, 3A, sorry, which I've never used, never had one. I've only ever used a 3B and a 0 and a 0 plus, a 0W and the new 02, right? So I've got all of those. And I thought, for £24, I'm going to give it a go, right? And I think I have mentioned this before, but I really like it, actually, surprisingly, considering it's half the power of a 3B, right? It's a smaller form factor. It's in my hand now, right? And so I thought, well, let's see what it can do. And I used it as a camera And that worked quite well. Didn't really do video well, but at the moment I'm kind of struggling with the video and the camera anyway, so I've taken a break from it and I'm going to come back to it in a bit. But I thought, let's just find one particular use for this that I can say I'm going to use it for on a regular basis, okay? So I loaded BUT, which is broadcast using this something. Broadcast using this something. So I'm using BUT software app, right? And I loaded it on here and I did... what did I do? I put some music on from the mini disc. So I loaded the mini disc in through the Fifone sound card mixer gaming thing that I've got, right? And I loaded that in and I let it run for about 2 hours and it ran non-stop, right? And bear in mind, I don't actually have a heatsink on this either. So it got a little bit hot, but it didn't throttle. And it still held its own. So I did another broadcast again last night. I set some stuff up, all of the podcasts basically from the Dreadhouse, which is only about, well, not all of them, most of them, and it sort of ran for about 35 minutes. And then we came back, Milo and I, and it had done, right? And again, it was absolutely fine. So I'm thinking, right, so this is what I'm using this for, okay? So I when I set this up, yesterday or the day before yesterday, might have been Monday actually, I set it up, made sure it worked, I took a photograph of it and published it on Threads, okay, and said this is internet broadcasting on a Raspberry Pi 3A in 2024, okay, and it's got over 50 likes, which for me is immense. Now most people I guess are used to getting thousands of likes and some retweets, but having said that, Raspberry Pi caught wind of this, right? And they liked it. And I think they retweeted, I don't know, you can't say retweet, can you? They reposted it. There you go. Right, so they reposted it for me, which was really, really cool, right? And so then I noticed how popular this particular thread was, right? So I thought, right, I need to sort of keep up to date with my Pi publishing, because that's what I'm doing on here, clearly, right? So I then did one about the five and explained that the whole other concept that I've been running, which is how much computer power do you need, right? So excuse me, there's a little wind there, and so I shared that and I took a picture of the five, published it and said I'd used a 3B that had failed, I'd used the 4, there was restrictions, and I've been using the 5 since January. That got a bit of traction, not very much, not a lot, but a few people were interested in it, but then Raspberry Pi were interested in it, and they saw, because in the post I'd written, I'd created podcasts, obviously this one, right? And obviously I've done all the editing, more or less, for HycomPod on the 5 as well, okay? I think they retweeted that, and then they asked me what the name of the podcast was, and then they went online and gave me 5 stars. So now I feel validated by Raspberry Pi. So I thought I'm going to just say a big thank you, not only because of the Pi, because I love it and I love making stuff with it, and I'm not even close to getting anywhere near what I'm going to do with them, because I've got so many projects lined up now. But now I feel kind of a bit more energized, now I know they're aware of me. That's really cool. I'd be forgotten, but it doesn't matter. It's the fact that they actually took notice and re-shared my work. So I'm really pleased about that. So I was kind of thinking, I wanted to rename the podcast, actually. I wanted to give it a new name from Mind My Adventures, but I couldn't think of anything. And I was kind of like thinking, how can I do like cycle, hike, paddle, and then shorten it? And I couldn't come up there. And then Raspberry Pi asking me what my podcast was and then going online and giving me 5 stars. So I think maybe I should keep the name, just improve the logo to make it look a bit more, interesting, a bit more fun, a bit more professional. I don't know. I don't really know what to do really in that respect. So I'm definitely going to redesign the logo. So I think kind of 10 minutes is a good level of a podcast. So I'm going to do a Cornish one. Because I've got loads of pictures to publish and do a post basically on the website. So I want to make sure that gets seen and the podcast, because I've got some things to update basically about the entire adventure, which probably isn't necessarily appropriate for this. So thanks for listening to Mind My Adventures with me, Mark, and I'll speak to you soon.